Well, next we go to Gaza. Worse than hell on earth. That's how the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross has described the situation there. And today, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, set up by Israel and the US to get aid to starving Palestinians, has just said it will reopen aid distribution today. Well, earlier we spoke to Denise Pontvin, nursing manager with Doctors Without Borders, MSF in Gaza. First, she told us about what she's witnessing on the ground.
The situation is quite desperate right now in Gaza for the people living here, and unfortunately each day getting more and more desperate. No, the people continue to live under constant threat of new displacement orders. So the area that they're being displaced to is getting smaller and smaller each day. And they continue to live with this, in reality, blockade that continues to go on. Even if some things are entering, it's still very, very far below what is needed for the people to be able to have access to basic necessities of survival, like food, water, hygiene, these sorts of things. So, yeah, it's quite a desperate situation, and unfortunately, every day getting harder and harder for the people living here.
Where exactly are you at the moment, and what have you witnessed during the course of today already?
Well, today I'm in our base in Mowasi, but normally we're in between Mowasi or Khan Yunis, or as well as Gaza City, where we have some of our activities, whether they're primary healthcare centers, ERs, or a maternal and child hospital that we support. Day by day can change quite quickly, but we see daily the consequences or the impact of the war that's ongoing here, whether seeing patients with trauma blast wounds or seeing patients with consequences of the precarious situation they're living in, like malnutrition or skin diseases because they have no access to hygiene and sanitation.
You work in the maternity ward at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. What's the situation there?
Yeah, I think it's getting more and more challenging. They're now quite one of the bigger hospitals for Gaza Strip. So each day as the red zone increases, there's less and less health facilities that are able to operate, and then a smaller and smaller area. And Nasser is absorbing a lot of the patients. So it's the staff are under a lot of strain. There's quite a lot of patients. And with the blockade continuing and in reality, it's hard to know how long people have the stocks for. No, so it gets more and more challenging each day. They're working under a lot of pressure.
What's the direct impact on patients? What have you seen?
Well, one very clear example with this lack of supplies and blockade that goes on is in the clinics where we provide malnutrition care, usually for under five and as well as for pregnant and breastfeeding women. We've seen in the last weeks, every week, a consistent increase in the pregnant and breastfeeding women who qualify to be in the program because there's less and less food available. The food that is available is very expensive. And even many times when we're treating women in these clinics where we have supplementary food products that we give them to try and boost their nutrition while they're pregnant or breastfeeding, many times they're telling us that this is like their main source of food, or that they're having to share between the family because they're having such a hard time finding just basic food for survival each day.
Tell me about the last time you were at the maternity ward. What did you witness?
Well, in the PICU ward, the last two times I was there last week, consistently it was full of children with blast injuries. So then the small PICU that they have, almost all of the patients, both times I were there, were blast injury patients. Quite difficult to see. These are children. The one time I was there as well, there had been three siblings just admitted, all on ventilator support in critical condition from a blast that had hit close to their home.
Finn. Denise Pontvin, nursing manager with Doctors Without Borders, MSF in Gaza.